Welcome to the Aggressively Average Podcast.
You'll be forced to stay.
Aggressively Average Podcast.
I get all my facts from my gut.
Doesn't look like any of us are taking notes.
Average podcast.
I'm not allowed to go out and do what I want to do. I'm going postal. Postal.
This is a list of the people who audit that.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of our Aggressively Average podcast. As always, I'm your host, Blake Townsend. I'm joined today by Maddie Z.
Hello, folks. This is our Thanksgiving special. Pay attention because it's going to drop. Probably on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Also joined by the Human Torch.
Hey, folks, thanks for listening in. I'm thankful for all of you, of course.
And we're also joined by our very special guest. He is a beautiful man from Texas, but loves Cleveland. Everyone, say hi to John Brown.
What's up, everybody?
Do you play for the Bills? We have a John Brown.
What's that?
We have a John Brown on the Bills.
No, that's my cousin. Yeah.
Okay. Can't you see the resemblance?
I do.
Yeah.
All right. Without much further ado,
we're thinking, we're drinking.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Hit it!
So what I'm thinking about tonight is the Lakers. I'm sure everyone that's listened to this show before will understand that I love LeBron James.
Such as dick.
Yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Did you like him? I didn't.
Now, my biggest problem with LeBron James is the fact that Skip Bayless exists on this planet, and he has spent a lot of time talking shit on the fact that the Lakers have lost Rajon Rondo and Dwight Howard, even though he talked shit on them before they were Lakers, saying how terrible they would be, but he is not giving any credence to the fact that they've got Dennis Schroeder, however you say his name, Montrezl Harrell, or there's one other guy, but basically, I just hate Skip Bayless and the fact he doesn't have an upper lip, and I want to know how you guys feel about his terrible takes on everything.
I can't stand him. I think he's just, I've said this, I think ESPN in general has gone to shit. You know, just show me highlights, but it's nothing about what we were talking about, this, a debate at this point. Mm-hmm. Everyone just debates. They say something kind of controversial, and then they just want to, like, yell at each other the whole show. Yeah, I think it's a joke.
I feel like he's one of the main guys that gets paid just to do that, just to be controversial and set people off, you know, get the fireworks going, make it interesting for the viewers. I really think he might not even believe in half the things
he
says.
There's no way. LeBron will have like 40 points, a triple-double, and three turnovers, and Skip will be like, well, he shouldn't have had three turnovers.
Right.
That was a terrible game.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think any of those guys believe anything that they're saying. I mean,
I believe Shannon Sharp, everything he says.
I used to love Max Kellerman, and I think he sucks now.
I think it's because he's across from Stephen A. Smith and constantly has to defend himself against points that aren't real.
Yeah,
he's also pretty much a social justice warrior on ESPN at this point.
Stephen A. Smith shouldn't be allowed to talk about anything but basketball.
I will say this, is it Skip Bayless that's the big Cowboys fan?
Yes.
And fanboy?
Yeah.
And then him and, what's the last guy you just said?
Shannon Sharp, Max Kellerman,
no,
Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith. I remember, I think it was after the Bills beat the Cowboys on the Thanksgiving game last year. He, like, was wearing, like, you know, a cowboy hat and was, like, making all these faces and just laughing the whole time. And I just, like, I thoroughly enjoyed that, like, his kind of his character, you know, that he does a little bit. I do like that.
I will say I think Skip Bayless was the original person with Woody Page on Cold Pizza. I loved the Cold Pizza when Woody Page was there because, like, unlike Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp, he didn't, like, argue with Skip Bayless. He just was like, I'm Woody Page, and I say ridiculous funny things all the time.
I haven't watched it yet this week. What is he, has he said anything about Dennis Schroeder?
He just said that that the Lakers have lost all their toughness with Dwight Howard and Rajon Rondo, that there's no dogs on the team anymore. And
Dwight Howard never played.
Well, I mean, I will say this. He did, when he played Jokic in the playoffs, like, he got under his skin. He was talking crap, but it's like, I know for a fact Skip Bayless was not a fan of either of those signings before they happened. Like, he was talking shit about how there's no way that it was going to work. So now he's flip-flopping to be like, they were the keys to the championship!
Yeah, the key to the championship was LeBron is the best player in the world and has been for over a decade.
But dude, there's a dude, Henry the Goat, on Facebook. He does, like, all the NBA, like, fan pages and stuff. And he constantly just posts, like, things to piss off LeBron people. He's got to be fake. There's no way someone's this committed to being a fucking hater. But
I see him all the time, man. I'm on this sports page called, I think it's called, like, Anything Sports or whatever. And they're all LeBron haters. Like, the whole yeah. thing. It's just, there's, like, four of us that are from Cleveland. And we're just, like, defending LeBron.
You know, and I love when they're, like, Bron sexuals crying tears. Like, no, we're just stating facts. Like, there's, yes, Anthony Davis was good in the playoffs, but in no way, shape, or form can you say he carried the Lakers to a championship. That's just not a true statement. If you look at any stat, watched any game, it's not a true statement.
I mean, I think Andrew Bynum really carried them to the championship, even though he hasn't been on the team in, like, what, 8 years now?
I mean, I think he's the reason the Sixers are good.
Yeah, that's like saying that if it wasn't for Delly, the Cavs wouldn't have won the Just come on.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's also the same argument with Kyrie Irving, how he should have been the NBA Finals MVP in 2016. Like, did you watch the games? Like, any of them?
Fucking Kyrie. No, I really do hate him because he was my favorite player. I was like, you know, I kind of turned against LeBron a little bit when he went to Miami.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, I did, and
no burn jerseys.
I just didn't like the way that he left, but I didn't burn his jersey or anything like that. But Kyrie became my favorite player, and him leaving the way he did, like demanding a trade, and then when he got to Boston, saying it's great to play in a real sports town now, like fuck that dude.
my biggest thing with Kyrie was like he wanted to be the star, but when someone like. Said something about him, like, you know, talking to the media or, like, getting teammates involved. He's like, no, that's LeBron's job. How can you want to be the star and you have that attitude?
How can you want to be the star and, like, a role model for little kids and you're going around saying the fucking earth's flat?
No, he reneged on that. He's like, I didn't say the earth was flat. I said we shouldn't just trust things without any proof. Well, Kyrie, there's tons of books that can show you how to prove the earth is round.
Listen, he just doesn't want the kids falling off the side. It's reasonable.
I had some guy at work actually trying to explain to me how the earth's flat.
If the earth's not flat, then why does the UN flag have a flat earth on it? It doesn't have a globe on it. Tell me.
I mean,
you
can just see
it
on the.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but maybe.
You can just see on the horizon; it just ends. It's flat. Yeah.
There's only one argument that needs to be had for this ever, and that's if the Earth was flat, why is the biggest U.S. city important to Oakland? Like, there's no explanation. Why would they go all the way around South America and everything to get to China? No, they are not fucking flat because they go from Oakland and they sail around the fucking earth.
It's a Chinese conspiracy.
All right, let's get off of this. Manny Z, what are you thinking about?
All right, I'm thinking about that mysterious monolith that was found in Utah. I'm not sure if anyone else saw that. Apparently some helicopter pilot spotted it about a week or so ago. And it's like a 10 to 12 foot like tall structure.
Hold on.
And it looks like the structure from like the Space Odyssey 2001 movie.
Are you proving Mormonism right now?
Holy shit.
Maybe. It disappeared in Utah. So, and Joseph Smith was right.
Good thing you said Joseph before I called him John Smith and then sounded like an idiot to the zero Mormon listeners we have.
Maybe it was John Smith. Trusting my knowledge.
I'm pretty sure it was Joseph.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'm just wondering what you guys think this means. Like, is extraterrestrials like how we end 2020? You know, is this like the final, you know, the going out with a bang you know, extraterrestrials take over the Earth. And
yeah, it could be. I mean, they say what, that some of the pyramid technology and all that was given by the aliens is one of the theories. So what I would wonder about this one, though, is how we're just seeing this now. So did they decide to come back?
Well, no, it just appeared now. So like, it's a remote area in Utah. So
they just discovered it.
Somebody put it there, yeah.
Right.
Some people think it's
aliens. How do you feel about this?
I'm looking at it right now. Pretty fucking crazy.
Right?
I don't know. I have no idea what the fuck it could be.
Does it look like Easter Island heads?
Some people think it could be like a sculpture of some like hippie artist or something.
Yeah. Maybe it's an ent.
No. It looks like a huge bar of silver just like dropped from the sky.
Yeah. That's exactly what
Oh no, this is Halo.
They called it a monolith.
This is Halo. Don't you remember?
That's where they were filming part of the game.
No, the second level of Halo, when everyone lands, they just land in these big metal things that shoot into the ground, and then they open up and arbiters come out.
They had to get that from somewhere.
I wasn't a Halo player, but that sounds right.
Speaking about like the aliens thing, you'll never be able to like convince a scientist that aliens were the reason, but there's scientists, like, there's proof now that the bottom of the pyramids are, like, weathered so much in such a way that there had to be, like, torrential downpours that predate how old they think the pyramids are by, like, thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years. And science is supposed to be malleable and take in new evidence, but for some reason, every time there's new evidence on something, science goes,
shut it down.
No!
They shut it down.
We said that was 10,000 years old. Don't you dare say 30.
So I've watched a lot of Ancient Aliens, and on the one episode they were talking about how the pyramids of Egypt may have been like a nuclear power plant, and that they may have had electricity in Egypt.
That's why mummies look the way they do.
Mm.
Yeah. And you look at some of the carved paintings, they had like drawings of what looks to be like a light bulb.
No, that was just an idea.
Just an idea?
The guy who just went Eureka.
Yeah. Like, you just come up with the idea of a light bulb.
It just floats over your head. Like, anyone can see
an
it.
An idea?
Fucking Christ.
Oh, man. Aliens. Aliens. That's all I'm saying. I think they're real.
So
and,
what?
And they're coming for us.
So, okay, first, I am of the belief it's incredibly egotistical to not think aliens exist in some way. Like, whether they come to this planet or not, that's up for debate. But if you think you're the only planet that has life, fuck you.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's ridiculous to think like
there's
that.
Quite a few out there. The odds are.
Quite a few?
Are just with there being life elsewhere.
So what's your real feeling about this?
My real feeling?
Yeah.
Well?
Is this someone to take you home or something?
Well, I did ask them to beam me up at some point, so this might have just missed the mark by a couple of states.
Be somewhere in the United States. They'll find it.
Really no, hoping to get probed.
I don't know. It just makes me wonder how they haven't spotted this until now. Like, it makes me think it's been there for a while.
It's new. I think it's
aliens.
Really?
I think it's new. I don't think it's been there.
Hmm.
I think somebody would have noticed by now.
Or maybe they had a cult following. They all took a vow of silence.
Maybe. I don't know. This makes me think of, like, Avatar, though. You know? Yeah.
Hey, I mean, the government has come out and said we have things that we can't explain this year. And no one, because of everything else going on, everyone's like, fuck that. We don't care. Any other year.
It's just Kim Jong-un's new missile design.
It just, he figured out how to make nuclear things fly but not actually explode.
At this point, I would just tell him to pile it on. Like, we can handle everything.
Just think.
He thought missiles were supposed to be a rectangle.
I think one of my favorite things about, like, you know, their missile testing in North Korea is that there was a report that we had, like, the technology to basically destroy their rockets as they're lifting off the ground. And, like, all those videos with the rockets just, like, failing and crashing right away. I'm just thinking, like, well, that's us just fucking with them, and they think they're actually going to get there.
Could you imagine if they're like, all right, if they launch the missile, take it out, and then they launch the missile and it fizzles, but because they launched it, the other dude on our side hit the button, and they're like, okay, it didn't work. He goes, oh, well, I definitely still sent the nuke.
Whoops.
I just think, like, whenever they have the little parades where they, like, parade the missile through town or whatever, How badass of a troll would it be the United States just to bomb the missile when it's going through the town?
I thought you were going to say it was a Joe Dirt shit pipe.
No, that's
good. Oh, man, it's just shit.
I like how we're joking about the mass genocide of people.
You know, we don't know. We're not there.
Yeah, we got Thanksgiving coming up. It's only a program.
Yeah, I'm thankful that we're the ones coming. We're the country bombing people.
No, you were right. We're the one cunts that are bombing people. You almost said it.
We are. We're the only ones that dropped a bomb.
Yeah, that was such a big dick move where it was like, all right, you see the devastation? Well, let's do it a second time. Yeah. Just to prove the point.
I mean, they could have taken Tokyo. That's all I'm saying.
They held back.
What are you thinking about, Torch?
Well, what I'm thinking about is I need some help from you guys. There's a lot of new technology out there.
I will not shave your ass.
And I'm wondering, don't even try. That's a very painful process for all involved. But I'm thinking about inventions, and we've got a lot of new inventions out there. We've got virtual reality, even and as it's entering into the porn front.
I was about to say,
like
we got
this.
Virtual reality and porn.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of big new technologies out there. So I'm wondering, do you guys have anything in mind? Like, what could be next? I'm really having trouble, visualizing.
Nothing's next, because we have virtual reality porn. Nobody's going to invent anything.
You don't need to do anything else?
No one's ever going
to
leave their bedroom. Would you?
No, listen, we've already talked about this. Sex robots are definitely the way of the future. That's definitely.
I think it's an affordable sex robot. That's what's coming.
You don't need an affordable one. You just need one that you can slap around and call a piece of shit.
Listen,
that's,
affordable
that's all any
sex
guy
robot?
Wants.
You don't got to take him to dinner before you do anything. Talk about affordable. You're going to save money. Can't have a kid.
Aren't there 100,000 or something like that?
Hey, if we were to break down women per day, the cost of a woman per day.
Yeah, but you're not paying for them up front.
You do when you try to marry them.
Maybe you are, Blake.
Listen,
it's.
I've thought about it.
Money up front.
It's incremental. It's a payment plan, and you can cut off at any time.
What I do is I tell them to go take a shower. The money will be on the counter, and then I just leave the house.
All right. So
I think that might be true.
So sex robots, yes, of course. But, you know, flying cars, that's always something people talk about, but it's probably outlandish still. I don't know. What?
Well, if you listen to Elon Musk, it can be done.
People can't even drive cars. Why would you want people flying?
I know. I don't know. But it just makes me wonder.
What?
The Hyperloop is the next big technology.
Well, I know he's been working on it. How does that work? It's like underground or something? Sounds like a subway. I don't know why is it better.
It's underground. All I know is that you could get from Cleveland to Chicago in like a half hour.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you're talking the same thing that was Elon Musk talking about, like underground railways, that would be the fastest way to do things.
So it's like high-speed travel is kind of where we're going. Because you think about even like the iPhone, like just a really strong computer and a small device, just like things like that. It just makes me wonder, you know, what type of industry is going to have the next push, and I don't know.
I'm going to toot my own horn here for a second, but when I was in sixth grade, I predicted the use of magnet railways, because I was like, if you can use magnets to repel shit, why couldn't you use like two magnets on top of each other and make shit go really fast?
That's what the Hyperloop is, right?
I think it's underground to like make it quickest so you don't have to go around anything, but it's probably the same idea. But like, I thought of that in sixth grade.
You were ahead of your time.
I think you're not alone in that idea. It's actually bringing it to reality.
Oh no, there was boots. I thought of it. I talked to my sixth grade teacher. She told me I was really smart and I knew exactly what I was talking about. So I believe her.
All right, so that sounds like a really cool one, but you want to hear my invention that I came up with? The automatic fish catcher. Now, it's your regular fishing rod.
Is that like a Tinder for you?
It's your automatic, or it's your usual fishing rod.
He's the human torch. His last name is Torch.
But, here's the punchline. It's a regular fishing rod, but you have an extra string attached. There's a net. So when you catch the fish with the hook, you also reel the net up so it doesn't have a chance to escape. Bam.
You sound like my way to catch the Loch Ness Monster in a smaller form.
That's all I got. I came up with that, and that was my big breakthrough.
Well, that's great. That's gonna really help the fishing industry that uses massive nets to catch thousands of fish at once.
Yeah, well, you know what?
A little fishing pole with a net.
This is why we need to get brainstorming. Clearly, I'm not the visionary for the world of technology.
Okay, John.
It's not powered by magnets. It's, the Hyperloop is like the tubes at the fucking bank, only it's human-sized ones.
Like suction?
Oh, so like the Jetsons.
Yeah, so they can go up to 750 miles an hour.
It's like a vacuum.
And he's already built a working one, I guess.
How fast?
He's just trying to get approval to build them from city to city, basically.
How fast does it go?
750 miles per hour.
Oh, wow. All
right, so back to John's question. If just imagine whatever you could want to be invented. Not sex robots, because I mean, that's all we're going to want.
I feel like we're not.
All of us, let's pick one thing. I'll go first. If you could put me into Dragon Ball Z, like a virtual reality Dragon Ball Z experience, I'd be so down for it.
Okay.
Well, that's tough. I just came up with two. Either teleportation or a device that can make healthy, shitty-tasting food taste like bacon. You know, like, if you could do that,
you might
be able to end, like, obesity in America.
And then that might actually help world hunger.
Yeah. Or, you know, because I guess you would still have fat people. I mean,
if you eat a lot of anything that tastes like bacon,
not stop eating.
Well, there would be people that would just still go for the classic bacon.
Yeah, gorillas are still fat, and all they do is eat leaves all day.
Gorillas are jacked.
Yeah, but they also, they're jacked. They look like, what's the, Mark Ribbentrop?
That's true. A plug for you, Mark. That's a compliment.
That is true. I don't know.
All right.
I would really like that, though.
I'm not creative off the top of my head here. Teleportation is one I've thought of, mainly because I hate driving everywhere, so I'd love to just, you know, zap on over, but I don't know. Other than that...
New time? It's just a waste.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't think of another.
Like brilliant. Really, like a mathematical formula. I'm like, the time you waste sitting in traffic in, like, a year, and then in your lifetime, if you're working Monday through Friday, 9-to-5, and it's just depressing.
You know what? Yes. You know what make it feel better, though? Is if you were to take a 15-minute shit at work, how much time you would get back.
Oh, yeah, I milk those work shits.
All right, John, what's your dream invention?
I mean, I honestly think I have everything I need.
I like that. You know what? That's the way to live.
I don't know, something like an air fryer that actually tastes like fried food. I don't know, that'd be cool.
See, John,
pretty legit.
John,
it would be something food related.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If we're being truly honest here, I have everything I need too. Like, if you could tell me that I could just lay in bed and watch TV and have food brought to me, like, I don't need any type of invention. I just need someone okay with how lazy I'm gonna be and how bad I'm gonna get.
A butler for free.
Exactly.
Or me.
You know, I guess if I could invent it, it would be the bed from the Tom Segura bit. I don't know if you guys have heard it.
Yeah, where it's like it raises up.
Yeah, never getting out of bed, you just raise, and then you have like a robot throw food in your mouth.
Well, makes me think of the idea, I don't know if it was Back to the Future, that they're in the future and they like put like a button and they can like heat up a pizza. I'm like, oh, let's hydrate a pizza. And like you can just like throw it in the microwave and like a couple seconds later, oh wow, I got a fresh pizza. Like if you could do that and like, oh, I got a McDonald's, you know, chicken nuggets or fries, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it sounds super awesome.
An electric Hummer, but they just invented that. It kind of blew my mind.
They did, yes.
The biggest status symbol this fucking country's ever seen, besides anything Donald Trump does with his penis.
Electronic Hummer is like $100,000 or something.
That's it?
I want to know how the Hummer got 13 miles to a gallon, and the electronic Hummer has a battery range of 250 miles. Like, how does that equate?
Science.
Yeah, there's something with the electric cars.
I think
just,
you carry the one and it adds up.
The acceleration is crazy. It's just instant power.
Yeah.
What if they came out with the electric Hummer and it was like, it can go a range of 15 miles on one full charge.
Yeah. Well, what if they created an electric Hummer that had a device that also gave you a Hummer while you were driving?
A little Hummer on the Hummer. So what are you thinking about, John?
I got interested in this from one of my favorite podcasts, Two Bears, One Cave.
Oh, I'm ready. Plats? Please say it's Plats.
No, it's quicksand porn.
Ah, well, I mean the Plats porn.
I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about it, and
yeah, I gotta hear about this.
I don't understand it. If you haven't seen it, you gotta look it up. But
is it literally quicksand or?
It is literally just the one I saw. Like I looked up a bunch of them, but the first one that comes up.
Hold on. Can I just guess what the storyline is real quick?
What?
Okay, so someone's walking in the woods and they see a really hot naked chick in the mud and they choose to go save her. And when they do, they also get pulled in and then they get entangled. And next thing you know, it's just like bow chicka bow
bow. No, that would be way cooler. What the actual thing is it's just a video that goes to this chick in like a red plastic looking lingerie, and she's just sinking into the quicksand and she's struggling to get away, and like that's it. That's the end of
does
the
she like does she like fondle herself as like a way to get out?
So there's
no nobody else in the video. It's just this chick sinking. And then she sinks all the way in, and then it's just the dirt, and that's all you see.
When you say quicksand porn, like it's a category, is it just one video that somebody made, or is this like...
No, it's a category.
Shit ton of them. There's a shit ton of them.
Okay, so she just does the same gig every time?
Now, is it like quicksand's cuckolding all the people? Like all these guys are masturbating while this girl sinks down into quicksand?
I mean, apparently, yeah. People like... Watching hot chicks go into.
And let me clarify, she's fully clothed.
Yeah. There's one where
I don't get it.
There's another one where I saw she, like, this other girl, like, ripped her shirt off to, like, try to use it.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
That was alright, but I thought there would be, like, other people involved.
Yeah, like, let me try and save you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Here, grab onto this. I don't have any rope.
No, here, take this limb. No, don't use it like that.
I mean, you could tell the...
Grab my dick in your mouth and I'll pull you out.
You could tell the writers for this genre really just
okay,
gave
first
up.
First of all, writer's a strong word.
they really gave up on this genre. They
but
said...
Kreischer was like, I think it would be hot to see a girl in quicksand, and some dude just started making the video.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And then they're all tagged Bert Kreischer too, bro.
I like you just insulted all, like, porn, like, movie or video writers.
No, I'm just talking about this one specifically.
Well, that's why I said, they must, these ones.
Goes into those videos.
These ones
somebody's like writing down.
Yeah, someone's like, no, the pizza costs $29.99, not $49.99.
No, it costs, the order was $69.69.
And they add in, it wasn't just a cheese pizza, it was the meat lover's pizza.
With extra sausage.
It's my dick on a sauce.
I think we all enjoy the porn with the least amount of production value.
I don't know. Sometimes I like to see the first 10 seconds of the story and then go, this is taking too long. Like, but I really enjoy that first 10 seconds.
But I want that option to say, alright, I'm tired of the story.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me that, like, talking about inventions and shit, like, it's just crazy to me that, like, when I was
talking about inventions and what we got was quicksand porn? Go on.
No, yeah, I mean, that's an invention. Why you got quicksand porn is because of all the internet porn that came out and everybody's bored as fuck with it, so they're like, let's sink some bitches in quicksand.
I will say, I don't think there is any field that has more creativity than porn. Think about it. They have to constantly come up with new categories.
Dude, the second that there was a mask mandate, you know someone was like, alright, let's get the bitches in here.
Oh my god, yeah.
I'm not
that was
lie.
Like a heyday.
I remember, I think it was my art class in college that we were talking about, there was cave drawings of naked women.
Well, I mean, that's...
You know what that was for. It was just the first porn. It just happened to be scribblings.
The guy's just like, ooh.
It just happened to be scribblings on a freaking cave wall. But that's what started it, you know?
You know, that's true.
But technology made everybody so desensitized.
Right, like when you first started jacking.
We had VHS tapes, right? And you had to watch the same one every fucking time.
Can you imagine imagine rewinding it further back, like just using a magazine or just your mind?
No, like, come on. Dude, okay, first of all, I have used a magazine, and I'm not going to lie. I did enjoy reading the stories. I did enjoy those. I'm a big fan of Erotica.
My first time was the Playboy with Shannon Doherty.
I jacked off to her completely clothed and charmed many a time. Many a time. Big fan of Charmed.
The first part is, I might have gotten something on the page on it, and I was an idiot. I was in like sixth grade. I took the page and I ripped it out and I threw it in the trash can in the bathroom.
Ah, smart.
And, yeah, and I woke up in the morning and it was hanging up on the refrigerator.
That's fucked up. At least they could have done was put it in your room.
Breakfast, and my mom's like, oh, yeah, does that look familiar? And I'm like,
nope.
That was so fucking embarrassing. Worst thing you could ever do.
Oh, yeah, I'd be so pissed.
I'd be like, nope, but I like it.
Nope.
Or just go like, Mom, I like dudes.
Now, see, I started off porn the right way. Talking to strangers on AOL Instant Messenger, getting pictures that were a third loaded, and just hoping it was a girl I was jacking it off.
have you heard that joke I do about that?
No. I have actually with the found the CD or the floppy disk.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about like the direct messages when you're like, hey, that didn't work, send me another one.
Oh yeah.
This one didn't load up right. Send me a follow.
Wait, this one is a dude. Are you sure this is you?
Like the one New York comic on This Week at the Cellar, the girl told him to send her a dick pic, and he sent her a picture of this black comic stick. And she was like, "That's your dick?" And he was like, "No." And she was like, "I told you to send a dick pic." He's like, "Yeah, you said a dick pic. You didn't say my dick pic."
Like, you wanted an impressive one.
I'm just trying to get you going. I ain't gonna do it with mine.
Wow, this is the second week in a row we really dove deep into porn.
I do like the text message ones, where it's like, "Hi Patrick, it's Stacy from last weekend. I's lonely tonight."
I'm working
on Facebook all the time.
I just thought of a new joke idea, and I'm gonna say it here because we don't have a ton of listens, so it's not like if fucking Bert Kreischer said on Two Bears One Cave it'd ruin it. But it's like when you're on AOL Instant Messenger and you're like, "Oh, what's your name? Emily. Oh, that's cool. Can you send me a picture?" "Oh, well, the file name is Sheila, parentheses 23, parentheses." You know what? I'm not even going to ask. Let's keep the fantasy alive.
Oh, man. Try downloading porn on Napster. That was confusing.
Oh, LimeWire? Dude, you'd be like, it'd be like three hot girls having an orgy, and you click on it. It's like, why is it 310 to Yuma?
Yeah, dude, that's the shit we went through. I used to have to wait like 8 hours for like a 20-minute Girls Gone Wild video to download. And
8 hours? You had good internet back then. Like,
now these kids just have like unlimited video. You know, I'm like,
yeah, they don't even know the struggle.
There's something about the buildup that adds to it, you know?
Oh yeah, there's also something about the buildup where you're like, my brother's gonna be home. Hopefully this finishes before he gets home, so I can type the file and he never finds it.
Of course, there's a fine line.
The Girls Gone Wild videos had a certain draw to them because they weren't your same old stars. This was like, it was almost like that Snapchat or like OnlyFans girl before that was around. You know, because it's just like it could be just a random person. You know, it's not like, oh, this person's an actress and you've seen their videos before and you've seen it already. It's like, oh wow, I've never seen this. I don't know what they're gonna look like.
Yeah, I used to have a favorite porn star. I don't do that now.
Too many.
No, it's impossible to have a favorite porn star because then like you watch one and you're like, oh, that's a good scene. Then you click on, you're like, oh, let's see her in another one. And then there's so many suggested videos and you're like, well, that one looks hotter.
It's
like,
you're just like, alright, I don't find this visually pleasing, this beautiful woman that I could never be with ever in my life.
She's not crying enough on just, the penis. This just, isn't good.
She's just really not doing it for me, that, you know, 5-star line.
We do become very picky, don't we?
But the thing is, like, I become picky, but not picky. Like, I'll skip past someone who's super hot, but then, like, it'll be like, ah, she's not that hot, but this is a good scene. Like, I don't know.
So it's, you gotta go to, like, the amateur ones and be like, well, this looks like a person I would actually maybe be with.
Wow, I wish that was ever true.
Yeah, sometimes I'll be like, there's too many dicks in that one. Let's get rid of that one. Keep going.
All right.
It's crazy.
All right, folks, we're going to segue here into one of our favorite segments called Table Topics. The first topic is very appropriate for what we were just talking about in a large sense. Who would you pick as the sexiest celebrity of the year?
Sexiest celebrity of the year?
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci.
Ooh. Science is hot.
I think he was named.
What makes you a celebrity?
Or People's or something.
If we're going to Celebrity of the Year, like, I mean, that's got to be a short list. It has to be someone who got big this year, right?
I would think so.
So
I mean,
Megan Thee Stallion, boom.
What came to mind for me was Cardi B.
Megan Thee Stallion? She sang with Cardi B, WAP.
I was going to say Cardi B.
She got big this year, and she's the sexiest person I know that got big this year, so she's the sexiest. Star of the year.
Similar kind of reasoning, I would say Cardi B. But
Cardi B's been big, so you're wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
Big in the tushy.
This is a weird question.
Hey, I don't make the rules, I just break them.
All right, John, what guy are you picking?
Has to be somebody. Like, there are no celebrities that got big this year. So.
Yeah, it's like 2020 got ruined or something.
Yeah, I'm going to go with...
What about President Trump?
I'm gonna go with brains and beauty. I'm gonna go with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, okay. I actually like that.
Go ahead, say it. Say it. Don't hold it back.
I was gonna say what brains, but I'm gonna go opposite here. I just
thought Hillary.
No, not Dr. Fauci because that was a joke.
That new Supreme Court.
No.
What's her name? Warren.
Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, Dr. She's Acton in Ohio, the one that was like in charge of
Amy
the
Acton.
Health decisions in Ohio, that she would be next to DeWine. Yeah, she was like, she was a smoke.
Oh, okay, if we're going old lady hot, you know, RIP.
That's not even old. I mean, that's not even old lady hot. That I honestly, I think she's, okay, she's not on Jennifer Aniston's level, obviously. But,
yeah.
You know, for a woman of age.
Of age.
She
of age. That's just 18 and up. When I hear that phrase.
Yeah, you pretend you follow that. she was hot, really hot. And she had a daughter that was like 23 that apparently goes to Ohio State.
Also of age.
So I'm just, fantasy mind goes to daughter, mother, you know. If the mother looks like that. Can you imagine what the daughter looks like?
Was she hotter before or after the death threats?
I don't know. A dangerous girl is pretty sexy.
It's hard to say.
All right. The next topic is, what restaurant makes the best hamburger?
Ooh. You know, I'm just going to go stand for a place I used to work. Five Guys Burgers are pretty good.
Well, can't have them. Peanut oil.
No, that's a lie. We all know this.
You're not allergic.
I guess they wouldn't have it on the burger.
John, I don't expect you to go back, but if you were to go back to our episodes, you would walk away knowing this guy is a liar. He is not allergic to peanuts. He thinks he is.
We've covered it numerous times. We can't get back into it. I'm just going to get riled up thinking about it because he's not allergic.
All right. What's your best burger?
I'm gonna go with the small bar that you guys would never hear of, Founders, in Buffalo. It's like the oldest bar in the city of Buffalo, I believe.
Was it founded by the Founders?
No, but it's like presidential themed. So there's like presidential memorabilia, and then pictures of all the presidents, and the one bartender/owner asks trivia questions to all the patrons that come to
drink. Get, like, free drinks if you get them right?
So there's something like that. I forget
how it works. It does do something. Yeah, I think it has free drink.
But anyways, they serve a very nice, like, sirloin steak burger there that is just so tender and delicious.
All right, before we go to the torch, John, do you have a Texas burger in mind?
No, not really.
Really? I was hoping Texas would have a good burger.
No, but barbecue beef brisket is the Texas staple. Best burger for me is the Porky at B-Spot. That's my shit.
B-Spot, where's that at?
It's Michael Simon's Burger Spot. So there's one in the stadium. There's one in all of the stadiums. There's one at the Eaton Complex in Beachwood. There's one downtown Cleveland. Yeah, I mean, he's an Iron Chef, the guy that runs the restaurant, Michael Simon. And this burger is like a fucking third pound burger with coleslaw, pulled pork, and his Cleveland barbecue sauce on top of it. And it is just incredible. I mean, sounds getting good. Hard just thinking.
I'll say, if we're going like places that no one would know, really, O'Donnell's in Austin Town has really good burgers. I will say that.
Where's Austin Town?
Near Youngstown, Ohio. But it's actually really good, and it was across from the B-Dubs. Like, I worked at both places, but I worked at the B-Dubs, and I love B-Dubs for their wings. Their burgers leave a lot to be desired.
How do you feel about their fries?
I hate their fries. I hate shoestring fries. They're a fucking cop-out. Anytime someone has shoestring fries, they decide they don't have to give you any amount of fries.
I think their wings are too high-priced, too, but that's...
They're high-priced, but they're good. I like... It's my favorite garlic parmesan wing out there.
Not to sidetrack too much, but since you're from Texas, I'm wondering, how do you move from a state with more freedom to a state with
less freedom? God, we're not getting into that.
I don't know. I would love to live in Texas.
He
was a child.
Yeah. My whole family's from Ohio, so I was the only one born in Texas, and then we moved back here.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, Vince Young started getting big, and they're like, we gotta get out of here.
Well, that was not the worst.
No, I love Vince Young, but... Torch, your
what
answer?
What was this again?
Did you answer?
What restaurant makes the best hamburger? McDonald's. Checkmate.
God next damn thing. It.
All right. Which animals do you like most at the zoo?
Penguins. If I had to pick a number two, though, I'll give you a top three. Penguins, elephants, and giraffes.
Probably go with monkeys and / gorillas, because you might see a kitten die.
Wow.
R.I.P. Harambe.
All right.
I've never been to a zoo. That's going to be weird.
Really?
That is weird. I tell people I've never been to a concert, and it fucking blows their mind. But, like, you don't go to a concert for school. Schools go to fucking zoos.
Like a fair petting zoo or anything like that? Like a pet a goat?
Yeah, I went to a petting zoo when I was a kid in Texas, and got spit at by the alpacas or whatever the fuck they were.
Well, that's as good as the zoo gets.
cocky bastards.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know. We had, like, fairs. You got, I guess, a pig.
You had 4-H clubs?
Yeah, you just have those, like, little pig races.
We would go, and I participated in the thing where you had to catch the ribbon on the pig's tail. That was fun.
Oh, sounds like pig torture, and you probably shouldn't admit to that.
I was a little kid. That's what I
did. Get the bacon!
What's your answer?
I'd go with the bald eagle because I love freedom, and that's pretty much it.
You are on a fucking heater tonight with your answers.
This is a bunch of bullshit. First off, you don't even like freedom.
What do you mean?
You don't even know that a bald eagle's bald.
All right, if I had to pick the animal that would be, you know, you could almost mistake me for one of them out there, gorilla. I'm pretty much the closest to them in the evolutionary chain, and I mean this solely from brain power perspective.
You are a hairy beast, too.
Would you rather have your breath smell like a bad fart or have your laugh sound like a fart?
It's an interesting one.
I swear to God, if you guys don't just all say your laughs sound like a fart.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess it's subjective because my farts are gross.
The only issue with that for me was that would draw me into an infinite loop of laughing because I would laugh at a farting noise, so then I would just keep.
But
laughing.
What if it's an SBD fart? Just.
I'm an easy sell for laughing sometimes.
Let's be honest.
It doesn't matter for like 4 more months because we all have to wear masks everywhere we go, right?
That's true. But you got to look for at the long haul.
Now hold on. Hold on. When you laugh, would it be like a butt cheek slapping laugh?
I mean, it can't be silent but deadly. That's just not allowed.
Why? It's a fart.
It's like,
it's like
what if your pipes are clean down there?
No.
You have no imagination. I'm out here thinking of all the different sounds that it can make, and you're just like, not
dry, like that can't be a fart.
Have you never farted like that before?
Yes, but a fart's gotta be cheek slapping.
Nah, now you're just.
You're imposing rules upon this. There is no specific.
All right, so are you picking? You picking shit breath? Is that what you're going with, John?
Good breath's fine.
No, shit sound. I can.
I'm okay with it. I'm saying the fart should be sounding like ass clapping, and I'm still picking that.
question, John. Would you rather, in the middle of a kiss, which one would you rather? Your breath sound like that, or like you're mid-kiss and like something happens that makes you laugh, and you just fucking fart sound into her mouth?
Well, it's not. Right. Wait, it's fart sound.
Maybe we should turn
yeah,
it
like
around.
You go to laugh, and it's just like it sounds like. I can't do a fart sound with my mouth. I don't fucking.
Then she'll think you farted.
Why don't we reverse it? The girl you're kissing,
oh,
her breath smells like a fart, or she laughs and it sounds like a fart. Because if it sounds like a fart, I start to laugh, and it's not really a big deal. Then we just kiss.
Yeah,
it doesn't smell.
Yeah.
The smell would ruin it.
Oh, so now because you're a male, it's different. It's okay for you to have shit breath. Wow,
no,
you are misogynist.
I don't have the experience. Like if it's. It's the other way around.
Exactly. You're misogynistic. It's okay.
No, it's just... No.
Well,
it's just that it's a scientific fact. You can tolerate your own fart more than other people's farts.
This is true. Yeah. Do you know why that is?
Because you have no choice.
In your body or something.
Because
like
your nose doesn't smell smells. It smells changes in smells. So, like, if your odor is what your odor is, your nose doesn't recognize it. But if your odor changes, your nose recognizes it.
I definitely smell my own farts, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but if you're more used to it, then it's not as bad. Because it's a smell that your nose is used to. It's science. It's okay. Next question.
Are you saying every fart is like a snowflake?
No, I'm saying a lot of...
like, everyone is different?
No, I'm saying a lot of them are the
farts
same.
Are the same farts.
I'm saying a lot of them are the same. Especially when you imbibe alcohol, you know what it's going to smell like the next day.
Bad.
Would you rather, if you're in a crowded room, fart loudly and everyone laugh at you, or be the only one laughing obnoxiously when someone else farts?
Why'd you pick two fart?
I picked two random ones.
I'd rather have everyone laugh at me.
You apparently have never been fat growing up. Because anytime there's any type of fart smell, it's like, hey, it was Blake!
But I'd rather at least, like, be a part of the group in a sense, whereas if I'm just singled out laughing, I'm not, you look like a crazy person. Like,
oh, I don't care. I would much rather be the one laughing.
Oh, yeah. I've
done that before.
No,
I tap people on the shoulder, and when they look the other way, I laugh like a goddamn madman.
Yeah, I don't
all
know.
Right? I don't fucking care if I'm the only one laughing.
How are you not the one that wants to be laughed at? You do it every fucking week.
That is
yeah, cool. I'd rather not be laughed at for a bodily function.
Laughing at your jokes, though, not like
yeah. That's like someone told me to twerk on stage, and I was like, I don't want to do that. They'd be laughing at me. They're like, you're a comedian. I'm like, yeah. There's a difference between when I'm trying to make you laugh and when you're going, this man has no hip movement.
Yeah, but when you're telling self-deprecating jokes, they're still laughing at your misfortune.
Yeah, but they don't smell my misfortune.
All right.
That's also like you overcoming your misfortune and like building confidence from it. Am I wrong?
No, that's you sitting in your stank
No, I'm talking about
no, I think he's talking about
oh, stand-up?
Telling regular yeah.
I thought you were talking about me farting, and it's like, that's not what we're coming at.
Blake might not admit it, but that's why we all do it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we all have, it's all therapy.
Yeah. Why would I want to be laughed at? That would just destroy my, you know, already shallow confidence.
Yeah, see, my form of comedy is like, I know what's coming, let's beat you there. Like, I know what you're going to say, let's beat you there.
It's like, well, it's not fun if you're going to make fun of yourself, now it's just sad.
No. I mean, it has been in the past. I digress.
No, it's like Eminem and 8 Mile. He says all the burns before the other guy takes the stage,
yeah, and
he's
they
got
loved
nothing.
It. They loved it.
He's like, I am.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
It's after the little old ladies at Post 32. When they heard you conversation with John King about how they feel bad for him.
No, dude, they're like, you need to stop making. I've actually like thought about that. It's like people are like, you're not that bad looking, and I'm like, I've never once said anything about my attractiveness on stage. Like I never once said I wasn't good looking.
You need to use that on stage. That you're not that bad looking.
You just like say, listen. I didn't know when they like added the comma in that sentence. You're not that bad.
That's the worst compliment ever.
Oh, it is.
You're not that bad looking.
All right, let's get away from the shit talk and let's just talk about our bodies. Would you rather go around your normal day naked or fall asleep for a year?
Is that just for
like one? Every day you're naked.
Okay, every day.
Every day you're naked, or you get to sleep for a year and keep your clothes on.
Oh, I got it.
Going to be this year?
Next year.
Well, I'm going to say, I mean, if I try and go about my normal day like that every day, at some point I'm going to get taken to jail. I don't know how long that's going to last.
Think of it like the king who
like
wore
I'm in
the
a nudist
invisible
colony?
Clothing.
Okay.
Like the story about the king who wore the invisible clothing and it like made everyone want to be naked. Yeah, that's where you're at. You're naked, but no one's like super judging you. They're just like
they notice it, but they're like,
okay. Oh, I guess that's the new fashion.
I'll do that.
I feel like I would try the naked thing.
Yeah, I don't
like the idea of sleeping for a year because life's precious.
Yeah,
you know you don't want to.
I don't know,
just
man. You
could
have told me in March of 2020 you can wait.
That's fair.
Yeah,
depends on the year, I guess.
I don't do that.
Okay, I'll give you this. If you could tell me I could fall asleep and then no one would ever see me walking around naked, I'll fall asleep for a year.
I would be like, if you told me that in March of 2020 and I could wake up in March of 2021, I would be like, did the Browns win the Super Bowl? And then like, no, and be like, okay, then I'll go to sleep.
That's fair.
I would definitely go asleep. I haven't had very many compliments when anyone sees me partially naked, so I can't imagine it gets better fully.
Hey, you never know.
Oh, sometimes when you know, you know. All right?
You might have a hunch, but...
I don't know. I think walking around naked would, you know, I would either get in better shape or
see, that would
just build some confidence because you're just naked all the time.
I did think about the better shape thing. Like, if I was forced to always be naked, it'd probably only take me, like, 3 months to get in really good shape.
Well,
but it would be so weird working out naked.
Yes,
yeah,
that...
Every day you would get up and look at yourself, like, 10 times a day, and you'd be like,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, that is true.
I would walk past the mirror and be like, I've got time for 75 squats. Like,
all of a sudden, priorities would change, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Last segment of the day, I believe at least, is what you need to
There's
know.
An outline on the computer, the screen that you can see, but it's okay. Don't read it.
It doesn't ever say I'm on it.
Yeah, because I can't, because you don't ever pick anything before the show starts.
Well, that's your problem and my causation. First story is comedians on Zoom keep getting interrupted by penis flashing perverts.
Hey, so two
comedians here, and
we kept it clean.
Two guys that aren't funny at all. Have you?
Wow, you're this? Really gonna talk about me and John like that?
Ouch.
Which John?
Their fault for doing Zoom comedy. That's.
I've almost done it. Like a couple of times, I've almost done it, but I know I need that immediate validation of a laugh. I can't, like, pause for a laugh and then have everyone staring at me, and then when I go to talk again, someone go, ha-ha.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I don't know.
The delayed area.
There's no way to pace yourself. I mean, it's just, that's the stupid shit. But it is funny that people are doing that, though.
I'm thinking of, like,
Boston. Okay, no. It's not funny. It's to be expected. At no point has anything that involves random people on a screen, a penis not shown up.
Yeah.
It is always going to show up.
You don't want
to
hear...
If I was doing a regular show, and out of nowhere, somebody just ran up on stage with one thing
in it. Just helicoptering it.
That would be a problem.
Well, hey, I don't think we want to hear this for elementary Zoom classes.
Well, this is... Okay. It probably has happened.
If I'm, we're just being saying, off, I'm just saying.
You know there was some cracked out dad who was just like...
Yeah.
Just in the background, like... Alright.
There's a lot of crappy parents out there.
That's why John can't have kids. I mean, the human torch can't have kids.
Are you saying I'd be that dad?
Yeah, you'd come out and be like, I need a water. Like the old Austin Powers skit when he comes out.
You'd, like, walk out of the bathroom ass naked after you, like, drink all night and fall asleep by the toilet.
You'd be like, where's the werewolf in the back from?
I didn't know you had a pet.
Oh, I'd growl at the screen then.
I was going to say, also notice it's unsolicited penis on Zoom, and it's not unsolicited, like, tits.
Well, because wait. Are we sure they're not tits with the tits?
Aren't there bad mothers out there? I don't get it.
No, I'm just saying there's no such thing as an unsolicited tidbit.
It's happening, it's just nobody cares.
Because one is sexy and one is funny.
Like, wait, the dick is sexy, the tits are funny?
Yeah, no. Come on. Everybody, that's why kids like to draw penises whenever they're in high school or whatnot. They're funny.
That's a good point.
Yeah. They're only funny because everyone gets offended, though.
Yeah.
Like, if people got offended, like, if you had a teacher that was offended by tits, like, I had a Spanish teacher who got pissed off if you just tried to ask her words she didn't know in Spanish that she should. Like, she kicked a dude out for asking what the word toast was in Spanish too many times. Which, if you're a Spanish teacher, you should probably fucking know what the word toast
that
is.
That seems like a pretty simple one, yeah.
But she also kicked a kid out because he said, your epidermis is showing. And she covered up her tits and went, get the fuck out of my ass! Yeah, she was an alcoholic that hid vodka bottles at school. So that's not a surprise that those things are real about her.
I could tell she wasn't the science teacher either, because... Isn't that just her old skin?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
All right, next story. Sexiest doctor alive is called out for partying maskless on a boat while surrounded by bikini-clad women in Miami. Stressing to his millions of Instagram followers to think before traveling, wear a mask, and social distance.
When you said sexiest doctor alive, in no realm in my head did I think you were talking about a dude.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, it's a dude.
I continued to think it was a woman even when you said bikini-clad women. I just thought she was...
I didn't say sexiest nurse.
No!
What kind of...
The sexiest orderly.
I'm just going to continue
recall our misogyny episode.
This is a dude cast, if you haven't realized.
Well, we better hope so.
What kind of doctor was this guy?
Oh, he was a gynecologist.
No, I believe from what I understand, he goes as Dr. Mike. I think he does YouTube videos.
Oh, if you go by Dr. Mike, you're not a doctor.
His name's Mikhail Varzhovsky. I think I've seen some of his videos.
Is he the chiropractor that only does girls that wear yoga pants that have nice asses?
No,
and he constantly touches them and pretends
he's
not being weird about it?
Yes. No, but this guy does, like, videos talking about, like, I don't know, topics of the day. COVID's a big one, obviously.
So he's Dr. Oz.
But no, he's a standard, like, MD.
He's a sexy as Dr. Far as I know. Dr. Oz is sexy. Yeah,
but he was on a yacht, though, right?
Hold on, so did you look him up right now?
So how do we know? And the girls were really hot too, by the way. How do we know that he didn't have all of them tested before he left? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Could have happened.
It could have. It definitely could have.
A rich doctor with a yacht. He could have right. had a little card.
I'm sure they already have the vaccines on the yacht. They're ready to go.
Listen, all I'm saying is, you're a hot doctor. You're surrounded by bikini-clad women. Are you really going to say, oh, you didn't pass the test? You're going to say, fuck it. She's got nice tits.
No, what you're going to say is, hey, get off my boat. Go to Dan Balzerian. We keep a clean ship around here, all right?
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, while you're at it, piss in this cup for me. I'm going to test you for some other shit.
Any sores that I need to know of?
You know, the old kill two birds with one stone.
Wait, could you imagine being at a separate doctor for that type of situation? Like, yeah, I'm a real doctor, but I'm not dirty. No dirty pussies around here.
I mean, that's a life. Imagine me called the sexiest doctor alive.
Yeah, George Clooney, anytime he plays a doctor.
That'd be awesome. I would only be a doctor until that article came out.
If someone called me the sexiest doctor on the planet, I would treat it exactly like I'm treating this girl I think is a bot. I would not believe it one second.
That's the next news story of the day. Blake is talking to a woman who believes is a bot.
I don't believe she's a bot. I just don't believe she's who she says she is, because she's hitting on me way harder than anyone that looks any hotter than I do has ever done.
All right, so we gotta dive into this on the show, I think, because, you know,
what I really hope she doesn't listen to this, because she definitely asked about the podcast, and if she is real, I'm doing my best not to ruin the chances.
What are the possibilities? I mean, obviously, if they're super horny,
the possibilities
and, like,
are endless. You see the world we live in.
Super horny and forward, it's a dude.
Yeah.
I would also say that things are going to be different after COVID for single people. Everybody's trapped inside of their house for like a year. And if you're single, you're trapped inside your house like by yourself for like a year. It's going to be pretty easy after COVID. Like, I think Blake has a chance of being like a playboy.
You have no idea how bad I am at talking to women. Like, the lines I've used.
Hold on. Every time we're out at the bar, he's like, I'm ridiculously good at talking to women. I don't know.
No. I'm good at getting along with women. Getting them to want to fuck me is a whole different ballgame. I can talk to anyone.
I don't understand it, Blake. I really don't.
Yeah.
If you have the charisma to talk on stage with a microphone, how do you not have the charisma to talk to a woman?
Well, here's the thing. I think I can only talk on the stage because I have such high level of anxieties walking through everyday life. Like, just
start hitting on girls from the stage.
I've done it.
I've done it. It's fun.
You could even work that into a bit, honestly.
Yeah,
my whole bit is about how I'm bad at talking to women.
But then you bridge it into, like, well, what the hell? Here I am taking a shot. So you thought that was funny. What's your number? Okay.
Here is a line that worked on a girl just recently to get her Snapchat, which has no right working on anyone. I was like, I messaged her just straight up, just out of nowhere. I was like, oh, so you think you can just walk around that cute? And she was like, yeah, with a couple of dots. And I was just like, oh, yeah, I figured. I just wanted to ask to make sure. Just give me a second to rehinge my jaw before I try to talk to you into talking to me some more. And she was like, dude, high five. Do you want my Snapchat? And I was like, that's not a good line. That's the most awkward thing ever.
You know what, though?
Like, no lines are good lines. There are no good pickup lines. They do not exist.
It's just about the effort.
I just want you to talk. You're giving the effort. Like a person. It's not hard.
Or you just play the numbers game. Like I say, go to a city that you're not familiar with, and then if it all goes bad, you don't live there, nobody knows you, who gives a shit? Just start going up to girls and saying, it's like, I'm ready to make bad decisions, are you?
To be fair, like,
well, let me be your next bad decision.
To be fair, I think that should be your mentality even where you live. But
yeah, well, I'm saying, like, you need to build that confidence first to do that.
So the champ, a dude who started this podcast with us but moved to Florida, he would wait till I was so fucked up I could barely fucking talk to him. And then he'd be like, hey, why don't you go talk to that girl? And I'd be like, what do you want me to say? I don't even know what I'm doing right now. And you really want me
That's
to
perfect.
Just talk
start
to her?
With, start with that. Tell them how you don't know what you're talking about.
Torch, I've seen you do that. It doesn't work.
Yeah. I don't have quite the execution, but...
This is on the old ladies in Post 32. And then once you give that down, then you go up to real.
There was a comp. There's an older comic that was like, "Hey, why haven't you fucked any of them yet?" I'm like, "Cause I'm 30. They're pushing 70, dude."
Listen, are you saying Granny couldn't still like be a good lay?
Dude, Giggles is barely walking. All right, Giggles barely walks.
She'll be barely walking again.
Karen's husband passed away earlier this year, and Linda is
perfect, vulnerable.
You just be like, you see Giggles over there? Yeah. She didn't need the walker until I got a hold of her. let's test out that hip replacement.
Huh?
I like how you have all their stat messages in your head, though. Just...
Oh, they're my only crowd every Monday.
You gotta know your audience.
And I have to know them to keep them around, alright?
We gotta make sure they don't leave.
Alright, last story of the day. I think we're ready for it. Dog-sized lizards are spreading across southern United States, sparking concern about the impact to ecosystems.
Okay, this ties in to with flying snakes. We need to be concerned about the lizard population of this planet.
How are they spreading? I don't get it. What is prompting the spread?
They're fucking...
They're dog-sized lizards! That's what's prompting them to spread. Nothing's killing them. Do you not know how evolution shit works?
I guess I need to know what environment they live in.
But I imagine they're from like Australia or Asia and they're new to this ecosystem and some asshole brought them overseas and let them loose. And now they're destroying the habitat that is,
has anybody called animal control?
I look up dog-sized lizards, and one of the first pictures that pops up on Google image search is this little kitten looking through a tree looking scared as fuck. Dog-sized lizards about to come eat
him. No. Just have your story.
Hold on. I need to commend John for knowing how to do a podcast and actually looking up information when we bring it up instead of just doing what we do.
going from our gut.
Well, I mean... I don't know if you've watched the show, but the facts don't matter.
I feel like it's been a while since we said that.
I say that.
I don't know, man. They kind of just look like alligators.
They look like Komodos that will turn into dragons.
Then fly.
I don't know about that.
Listen, no. There are flying snakes in this world. We are very close to dragons. We need to nip this reptilian bullshit in the butt.
I think it'd be kind of cool to have some dragons.
I mean, we do still have dinosaurs living in the Red River, so.
Do we?
We have chickens living in the Red River?
Yeah. No, you ever heard of an alligator gar?
Go on.
I haven't.
Look them up. They are a fish with the like mouth of an alligator.
Ooh.
And they're over 100 million years old.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You know,
they're crazy.
The one day, I don't know why, but like I just thought of an alligator, and my mind just fully materialized how dangerous their teeth and everything was, and like I just out of nowhere I thought of an alligator, and I gained a new fear for alligators.
Oh yeah.
Like for no reason.
That's why I've never been to Florida and never planned to be.
Hey, they also have invasive snakes down there, too. Reptiles are the bane of this earth.
There's one alligator for every four people in the state of Florida. That is nuts.
Oh, that is actually pretty scary.
That is crazy.
I like those odds.
And I did think, the one day I thought, I'm like, what preys on alligators? I'm like, they really don't have natural predators.
No, I think hippos. Don't hippos kill alligators?
Yeah, but I don't think they have hippos in Florida.
Yeah.
Look, hey, it could happen.
They're in the zoos.
I think the only shot you got is like the baby alligators, maybe like a big snake or something gets them, but other than that.
But am I right? Like, hippos are, like, the fucking hardest animals in Africa. Like, they're just fucking metal as fuck.
I love how, like, hippos in, like, cartoons are just, like, these, like, they're, like, made out to be, like, ladies and, like, swinging their big hips. Nothing much going on there. We're not dangerous.
But they're
going
to fuck you up.
Those things could fuck you up. Big time. All right,
so that was the last article?
That was the last article.
Awesome. Well, thank you, John, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for joining. It was nice to meet you.
Hope you had fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good episode.
It was a good show.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem.
Time. Go Browns.
If you want to see my comedy, I'll check out my podcast, Brown Petri Dish.
Yes, all check it out. It is very good. They break down comedy, play some clips of some professionals, and there's some news stories in there. It's much, much more researched news stories than on this show.
Not really. We do them like, I throw them together like an hour before we record. And Brandon has no idea what's coming. So
I read the articles while I'm doing it on the show.
You at least come in with some audio clips. We come in with a dude who's read the headline, maybe.
Yeah, but audio clips are hard to find for crazy stories. Like the Florida Man stories and stuff like that. They're hard to find audio clips of. They're mainly just articles.
Yeah.
We need to get back to Ohio versus Florida. We need some.
We need to bring it back with Jason will chat debut. I mean, the People's Chat. All
right, man. Yep.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Have a great night. Bye. Thank you.